I get the opportunity to talk about what's going on with Family Crisis and Counseling Center. Patty Beaver's in to talk to us a little bit about some of the resources that are available for domestic violence and other things going on. Patty, first of all, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And you are here for all kinds of needs that people may have. We talk domestic violence frequently. You have a great shelter for people who need the service. But that's just really, I think, the visible tip of the iceberg. You do a lot more.
Well, we do, because not everyone, first of all, you have to qualify to go to the shelter, and that means you are currently fleeing domestic violence and have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
It's not something that, you know, a month ago you left and you've been staying somewhere. Based on how our shelter is, you know, certified through the Oklahoma Attorney General's office, you need to be currently fleeing a mm-hmm. domestic violence situation.
Yeah, yes. So that means that, it's because I kind of look at it, my definition, not yours, that means that it's probably right after a domestic violence incident, mm-hmm. you know, has happened. You
Correct.
Basically, again, my words, not yours, I'm fed up, I got to get out of here right now.
That's right. That's absolutely correct. Because if you're in harm's way, we don't want you to stay in harm's way. We want to help you. And if we have availability, we want you to come. A lot of times, and I'll just say women, because ours happens to be a women's shelter, but mm-hmm. but our grant, you know, does cover situation for men.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just need to make a plan with us so that when they are ready to leave, we've already talked about, you know, resources that are available and how to keep themselves safe until then. A lot of times women, they know they need to leave. They know that it's not safe.
Friends have even told them.
Oh, well, yeah, family and friends are on their list, you know, the bad list, because, you know, they know it, but they don't want to, you know, they're not ready to process that. They have to want it.
Mm-hmm.
So we do, and I encourage people to do this. You know, it's not right, you know, but you love the person that you fell in love with, and you hope that, you know, they will they'll change, but, you know, however many years later or months later, it's getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by coming in and visiting with us at the agency, we can go over what resources that the community that we're aware of that the community has,
mm-hmm.
You know, where they need to go, or whom they need to contact about getting set up, like on a waiting list.
Sure.
For housing. A lot of times they need to work through issues that they have before they can maybe get a job and keep a job.
Mm-hmm.
But again, most of them immediately need a job. If they don't, you know, we encourage them then to contact workforce.
Okay.
They have all kinds of resources as far as to being able to train people,
mm-hmm.
you know, bring their skills up to date.
Right.
And it's best I remember, it's kind of at your own speed, you know. So you don't have to feel threatened about, I'm not good at this.
If you've been away from the workforce, if you've been mostly around the house,
mm-hmm.
Or maybe you're employed part-time,
mm-hmm.
I can see where somebody could say, you know, I need to update my skills.
Sure.
I haven't done that particular job for
since high school.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes victims haven't done anything but worked in food service, you know, but they're incapable.
Mm-hmm.
They've just got all this baggage that they're carrying around, you know, heavy cross there. You know, carrying around that says, oh, no, you can't, you know.
Maybe even somebody in the house that tells them that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Probably daily, if not hourly. But those are the type of things, you know, that we like to go over with them. So they may not be ready to leave today for whatever reason, but they want to, quote, make a plan so that when they are ready, they already know kind of what's available. You know, they can go ahead and get signed up on a list for an apartment, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Sure.
And if you lose your job because of domestic violence, you may even qualify for unemployment benefits, and most people don't know that.
Something we hadn't talked about.
Yep. So that's an option for them, you know, because, yes, you can understand why an employer doesn't, you know, they've missed so much work or you know, they're distracted at work, because of the domestic violence and so forth, promises.
I can easily see how an employer might say, you know, you're a great employee when you're here, but you're only here on undependable days.
Right, right. And that's not how it works. But, you know, someone's got to fix up, do that job every day, every shift. So, that's something to consider. I talked to him about Tri-County then, you know, if going through workforce, if you're unemployed and you want to further your education or your skills, and I don't know how the funding shook down, in the last couple of months, but I went in earlier this year and visited with them. And, you know,
Tri-County has their own foundation, so it's a little bit different than a lot of other places.
Right. Okay, but whether it's Tri-County, that those, you know, they've got Pell Grants, to help people. You've just got to, like Thomas, I think I can, you know, that type of thing. Get it going, get your momentum going. And same thing then out at workforce. They, you know, if there are jobs in the state of Oklahoma that require skilled training, and there's not always enough skilled, available people. Mm-hmm. So if you are interested in any of those, then, you can go out and they'll work with you then, and the training will be paid for, and then you've committed to a position, and you know you're ready to go. It's not just all welding, back from the old days or stuff like that. So there's lots of
them. Welding jobs seem to always be in demand, but yeah.
Oh, they absolutely are, and they pay well. Yes, but I'm just thinking back in the day, things you know, whether it's a pharmacy tech or nurses or doctors or PAs or whatever it is, but again. Most, the larger percentage of our clients that come in, they're not ready to go take that step immediately. They're so battered at the time.
Yeah.
They're not ready. They can't, anyone can't switch that light switch that quick. No. But if we can talk about it and let you know there's hope, there's things, then it may take a month, it may take 2 weeks, it may take 6 months. But they now know there's some choices and there's some availability. They don't have to stay.
Yeah.
In this situation.
So it's kind of like, okay, they've got plenty of baggage with their situation, but we're talking about mentally packing a bag that you want to take with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we provide victim services.
Mm-hmm.
They're free, and it's whether, initially you're going to come in and be assessed to see exactly where you are and what your needs are.
Mm-hmm.
And our victim specialist then is going to be, kind of like a caseworker. It's a case management kind of for them. And if there's medical needs, what are their immediate needs before we can start working on, the issues that have them carrying that real heavy cross. So, when you join, these groups, when you become a part of these groups, we're going to boundaries. Most of us don't have good boundaries,
right?
And it's teaching you to recognize, yes, you do, you should have and develop, and this is how it should be, and make you, learn those things, the power and control, how to not give it to the abuser, the emotional and physical abuse. Mm-hmm. You don't deserve this. You aren't crazy. It's not all your fault. You didn't cause this. And the effects it has on children.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's a healthy relationship? How to have a healthy relationship.
Right.
That's part of it. Then you get into, other programs. Am I going too much?
No, you're doing fine. Yeah, Bob.
Okay. Of course you're going to have anger and guilt and resentment.
Mm-hmm.
Who wouldn't? That's normal. But you can talk about the abuse in hopes to learn how to deal with it before you fight back. Because then you've become, the aggressor in the situation.
Yeah.
You're setting yourself up to be arrested for being the aggressor. Because most people, I'm going to go away from that. Myself, you can push me and you can push me and push me. But then one of those days, I'm going to be mad and I'm coming.
Push back, yeah.
Yeah. So that's normal. No, I'm going to assume it's probably normal to a point.
I think it's normal to expect that whether people do it or not.
Right.
Yeah.
So, it's to work with them to know how to, when they're doing this, then, how to go, time out here for a second. I'm not biting for this. But you have to visit with someone and talk to others and learn, yes, this is why this is happening, And then the appropriate and inappropriate ways to deal with the abuse. And you've got to develop coping skills.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have those. You've been stripped of of all of that.
We've talked a lot about the domestic violence situation, and yes, it's about the domestic violence, but it's about somebody else with control issues, and if they want to be in control, it means you don't have any.
Absolutely. and you're punished emotionally, physically, verbally, if you don't give them that control. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's you know, it's really something. But then we also have programs for the kids. It's, you know, so important that the kids have a chance to come to the programs, because they're going to mimic what they see, how mom and dad coped with things. Mm-hmm. They're going to pattern because they know no different. To them, that's normal.
Right.
So if you don't get help and break that cycle and let the kids learn that isn't normal, you know, behavior, and that everyone's making changes, you know, they're going to have some serious issues. You know, they're not going to do well at school. They're going to either be bullied or bully, and you know.
Neither one is good. Looking at changes, you get funds. You aren't a nonprofit agency, but mm-hmm. some of your programs are funded by state dollars or other grant funds. Mm-hmm. How is the state funding situation affecting your mission?
Okay, this year, we received about 20% less. Mm-hmm. It may not sound like a lot, but when this year we are dependent on the state funding and the federal funding mm-hmm. for our programs, and then donations. So in the past, we've also been a part of other agencies, you know, that gave us money mm-hmm. for the programs, and that's not this year. We're dependent on people making donations to the agencies. It's even more important, you know, whether it's food for the shelter, you know, supplies for the shelter, office supplies, mm-hmm. you know, monetary, you know, to cover the things that need to be covered. And people can be specific, you know, here's $100, but I want it spent on this,
yeah.
you know.
Oh, donor intent for any nonprofit is important. Yeah.
Right. So it's even more important this year that people help us help others.
Yeah, many times you like those unrestricted gifts. It's however you best need it. But if people feel that they want to particularly give to, for instance, the shelter, mm-hmm. that dollars are used at the shelter.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. Absolutely. So, it, you know, it's... whether it's food, you know, money, you know, because when you have kids there, mm-hmm. To be able to buy some of the things that kids like, you know, so if you see macaroni and cheese on sale, 10 for 10,
yeah.
buy 10 for us, you know, bring it down to the office, you know, and we'll, you know, take it over there, or they come and get it one way or the other,
right?
You know, but those types of ketchup, you know, just, you know, that, you know, it's a huge treat to get to have fresh fruit,
mm-hmm.
you know. Then when they're, it's important, of course, for adults.
Sure.
Produce right now, while people they're tired of their gardens, you know. Let us know. We'd love to have fresh produce for the shelter.
I mean, tomatoes don't last that long in the refrigerator, but that's okay. You'll use them today.
That's right. You're right. Right. So, you know, it's a mindset and becoming aware, you know, that there are needs there, and if they can help us help others, mm-hmm. then, you know, that would be very much appreciated.
Yeah. Now, you do use volunteers. Your volunteers have to be screened and trained, but you do use volunteers.
Yes, we do, and we're dependent on those volunteers, and I need volunteers right now. I need volunteers that are willing to spend a couple of hours. It could be anywhere from 2 to 4 hours answering the phone for us, whether it's at the shelter or whether it's at the office. If someone's on vacation, you know, instead of having to pay someone, you know, if someone could, you know, we ask volunteers to take the afternoon shift or something like that, 1 to 5. Mm-hmm. Or when there's meetings that is required for the shelter manager that's at the shelter, or whoever's working at the shelter at that shift, to come to our staff meetings for our training we're required to have each month, mm-hmm. we have to have a volunteer willing to be at the shelter to answer the phones while we're in our meeting. You know, it's not tough, yeah. you know.
But it's work that needs
to be
done.
Someone has to be available and yeah. willing to do that.
If somebody would like to, number one, donate, donate mm-hmm. supplies or to give a cash donation mm-hmm. to help the mission mm-hmm. or to donate their time and be a warm body to answer the phone or whatever mm-hmm. is needed, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Oh, please call me at 918-336-1188.
Patty, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Family Crisis and Counseling Center, first of all, they are a resource for you if you need what they provide. Again, start off with that phone call or, again, the office right here on Frank Phillips Boulevard, just down the street from the radio station. Walk in the door and say either I can help or how can you help me, and they will accommodate you on both fronts. That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1.
Have you ever been a tourist in your own hometown? It's all about seeing your hometown from a new perspective.